Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the broadcast. You know, sometimes you have to actually take it off mute. Well, welcome. We're going to get right into our show this morning. I'm so glad that you decided to stop by, tune in, and even if you go back and listen to the archives, that's fine, too. We do have quite a few people going back, listening to the archives of the show, many people who can't actually tune in at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For various reasons. So, you know, Eastern time right now it's 7 a.m., but it's only 5 a.m. if you're mountain time, and it would be 6 a.m. if you're central time. You're all the way on the East Coast, West Coast Pacific time, it would be 4 a.m. Oh, that's right, early, early, early. So we're glad to see that our numbers are fluctuating there a little bit. So we got, you know, people tuning in, but we got a lot of people tuning in live. People who are actually our archive listeners are tuning in. People are actually tuning in live, though they may not dial in. So what that means is that people are listening from all the various devices that are around today. So, I mean, I could just do a whole show on technology, but I'm not, because technology and how you can change the world with technology. I'm going to be talking about that at the conference this year. So for the people who will be attending the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, I'm going to be doing a whole segment, a workshop, and have a presenter talking about how you can use technology to make millions. Yes, you can use technology to transition from being broke to being a billionaire. Oh, yeah, billionaires, millionaires, billionaires. Guess what? You can do it. So today I want to talk about how to take the steps to a powerful comeback. Now, one of the things I just want to caution you, you may have realized this by now, but the show is now only 15 minutes long. So we'll run it like that for a while. This is my first semester back in school, working toward my PhD in education. And so it's just, I've been on my job as a year now as the assistant to the vice president for academic affairs. And it's really given me a overall perspective of what colleges and institutions of higher learning do as it relates to education, and then how we're changing society through education, So technology, though, technology is some serious stuff, because without technology, I wouldn't be talking to you and you wouldn't be listening to me right now. And then depending on where you're listening from, your mobile phone, your iPad, your Samsung, your other, you know, 4-3 device holder, transmitter. And so, you know, maybe you're listening, I don't know, it's just so many ways now. So, you know, you can get the RSS feed and get messages all over the place. So maybe you're listening from Facebook. Maybe you're listening from my website, because these are posted on Facebook, website, Twitter. So there's many, many places that a person could be listening without having dialed in. But for those of you who dialed in, and you know, to dial in number 347-945-7991. Now, don't forget, some of you, you were tuned in, and maybe you were tuned in on the day that I gave out a copy of my book, Create Your Financial Success. And that is a message that is really, really important to me. It's one that is passionate. I'm passionate about, because I really believe that a person can change their circumstance. So I really believe, not more than anyone else, because I'm just following in the footsteps of the Zig Ziglars of the world, the Oprah Winfreys of the world, the Moseses of the world, the Davids and the Pauls of the world. I'm just following in their footsteps. Rahab, she had a major comeback, right? Some of you know the story of Rahab in the Bible. She was a prostitute, and she hid the spies. And not only did she hide them, she protected them when soldiers came looking for the spies. You know, she told them to go another way. So there are a lot of people in life that have had to come back from major challenges. Let's say some people were in extreme poverty, and they overcame that. Many, many, many people, because here in the United States, we see it all the time. People come from other countries. They're in poverty. They have very little skills. They have no political savvy. And then a generation later, things have turned around. And so there's another group of us, African Americans, who we suffered, you know, all kinds of atrocities and all types of hatred and acts against us. But yet, we have come back, and we've come back. And as I like to say, we've come back bigger and better. And so what does it take? What are the steps for that powerful, you know, come back? And I believe that you can come back from anything. But at the same time, we also see in society around us many, many people who were hit with various types of devastation, whether it was death of a loved one, whether it was some hurricane or storm or fire, whether it was a divorce, a bad divorce, whether it was the loss of a child or parent or a very close sibling. And we see that some people, they didn't come back, and they're still waiting. Some of them are still waiting to come back. Right now, in a lot of places, people are doing, this is Women's History Month. So all month long, you will hear all types of awareness programs to help women especially. But men can also listen in, because sometimes they're going through the same things. But we do know that sometimes an experience of a man is different than the experience of a woman, as it should be. If it was going to be exactly the same, then why have both? We should do everything they do, we can hear everything they... Well, if that was the case, why have both? So there are some differences. Yes, there are some similarities. So coming back, first of all, let's break this down to this coming back. And then we have, you know, powerful. So we can break all these things down, and then we can even break down the word steps. You know, when you step, number one, you have to take action, A-C-T-I-O-N. The minute you hear something that says steps to something, and if you sign up or show up, or listen in on that topic, you already know that puts the onus on you that you got to take action. You got to do something. And I probably even had a whole show on that. So number one, so stepping means you got to take action. So the steps to a powerful comeback. So that means you got to do something. That means you got to get up out of your pity party, get up off of your pity party couch, get out of your pity party home or apartment or wherever you're at, get out of your pity party box, get out of your pity party home, the shelter, wherever. But anyway, so step, get up. And so the fact that you get up, now, here's the thing about steps. Most people, when you walk, tell me, what do you do when you walk? As a matter of fact, get up, just right now. Well, if you're driving, don't get up. Sit there, please. But just imagine this, envision this, but don't close your eyes if you're driving. If you're on the passenger side, go ahead, close your eyes. Or if you're on a bus or a train, if you're on a bus, I wouldn't advise you to get up and start walking around on that bus. You might fall. Same thing with a train. So, but if you're at home or somewhere stable, stationary, just go ahead and take a walk and tell me what happens. Well, if you're like most of us, when you walk, you put one foot and then you put the next foot. Left or right doesn't matter. So steps, my point is, you can only take one step at a time. And I'm not talking about the space of each step. Maybe you can, put your legs way out and, it looks like you're taking two steps, but it's only one leg moving at a time. So one, two. Other than that, you'd be hopping. If you were to move both legs at the same time, that we call that hopping. So now you're no longer stepping. And I didn't say hop to powerful success, to powerful comeback. I said step. So there you go. So you're stepping one step at a time. So this powerful comeback you're making, you may not see overnight results. You may not see the total outcome the time you make that first step. But that's why, and this is something else we're going to talk about later, another one of my partner coaches, some of you know her, Kiva Renee, she also has a radio show as well, and she's also a life coach now too, that she and I are going to be doing some teaching on and helping people create vision boards. But pretty much throughout this show, as you've been listening to the shows, everything we talk about centers around a vision. So you have to kind of see the end result. So as you're stepping, so it's okay that it doesn't feel like you're going anywhere because you already have the vision of where you're going to end up ahead of time. Now, you may not end up exactly there. What I mean by that, you may end up far beyond that. I was telling my coworkers the other day when I got to work, and the one lady, she just cracked up laughing. I told her, I said, guess what I wanted to be when I was a little girl? What do you think I wanted to be when I was a little kid, I said, I wanted to be an elevator operator. And she just bust out laughing. An elevator operator. That's because that's all I could see at that time. And so that's what I wanted to be. But what happened? I went beyond that. So that's what I'm saying. Just because you don't feel like you're going anywhere, or you don't, it may be not that exciting for you. It may not really drive your passions, but that doesn't mean that's where you're going to end up. You will probably go far beyond that. So the steps to the powerful comeback is to keep stepping. That's what makes it powerful, is that you keep doing it. Right? And that's where the power, the more you do it, the more powerful you'll get. So I don't care if you're coming out of a divorce, you're coming out of an abusive relationship, I don't care if you're having trouble on your job, I don't care if your business feels like it's collapsing, maybe you're an entrepreneur, the money's not coming in, the customers are not coming in, the equipment won't work. There's other problems. The staff won't work. You can't get a new idea, but I know you can because you're tuning into this show. And we drop new ideas and sources of knowledge each and every day. Or you can come to any of our other events and network so you can get those customers. And we'll be talking more about that for entrepreneurs. That's where we try to bring everything we can, not only to that workshop, but to let you know, I will be doing a workshop on starting a business, steps to starting your business at the Metropolitan Baptist Church. It's on a Saturday in April. I will keep you informed about the date. Metropolitan Baptist Church is located in Newark, New Jersey, on Springfield Avenue. And so that powerful comeback. Now remember, when I came to New Jersey, I was homeless, and I had nothing but my GED. That's it. I had dropped out of high school, flunked out of high school, didn't pay attention to education at all. And some of you know more of my story than that. I had a horrible scenario going on for myself. I had messed it up really, really bad, and I allowed other people to mess things up for me. So not only did I have to clean up my own mess, I had to clean up the mess that others made for me. So I came to New Jersey. So when I tell you that you can make a powerful comeback, but I gave you the steps, it's one step at a time, and just taking action towards something that you see. You have to have something. If you have no vision, then where can you go? Nowhere. So even though you may go beyond what you've seen, but you need to start somewhere. So for me at the time, all I saw was that I'm going to go to New Jersey and I'm starting over. That's all I could see. And I didn't see anything else. That's all I saw. So I came to New Jersey and I got a job, as you know, with the temp agency, one-day assignment. But that was my starting over. And that one thing, that one step, I'm telling you, it's all it takes, is one step in the right direction, and you will have a powerful comeback. Let me say that again. One step in the right direction, and you will have a powerful comeback. The problem with a lot of people, the reason they're not seeing that powerfulness in their lives, they have not yet taken that step in the right direction because they keep going in the wrong direction, chasing after the wrong people or for the wrong reasons. So if you want a powerful comeback, you need to go in the right direction and you need to go for the right reasons. And so the reasons can be things like you want to make a difference in the world one day. So what I did was I had been molested. I had, you know, overcame that. I had gone back to school, gotten my GED, moved on, and deep in my heart, I wanted to be able to show other people how to do that. And so whatever it is that you have been through, if you hold deep in your heart, that because you know there are other people there too, you know you weren't the only one. And if one day you'll hold that in your heart that you want to help people like that, that's making that step in the right direction. But I promise you, you make that step in the right direction and don't go back, don't look back, because that's the other problem. And I had that problem for 15 so years. I kept going back. I would make the step in the right direction. I'd take 4 or 5 steps, but then I'd go back. So you got to not go back. So that's why I believe that coming all the way to New Jersey was my total, putting myself out of the possibility of going back. Right, coming to New Jersey was taking me all the way out of that whole scenario of going back, because the goal is that you got to go forward. So that's how you have a powerful comeback. This has been Coach Lisa. Love you. Don't forget, I got to go check and see how many people have signed up for the Be Better Challenge. You can be better. You can have more. You will. You must. Take that step today in the right direction. Get that vision of what you want to be and just picture that, and then figure out what to do next. Don't forget tomorrow, the same time, same place. And don't forget, the show is only 15 minutes long now, so I know we've gone a few minutes over. But again, we have to hit the road. The weather is breaking. If you're on the East Coast today, it's going to be in the 40s. So you have a great, wonderful day today. Yes, and don't forget, tomorrow I'm going to talk about how to get yourself going after a failure. That's right, because that we do fail. Let's face it. Come on now, let's face it. There is such a thing as failure. I don't know about you, but I failed a lot of times in life. I know, so trust and believe me. I've failed classes. I've had failed relationships. Believe me, you, I've had some failures. I failed on some jobs. I've been fired. Hello. So there is such a thing as failure. But let's talk about how to get going after the failure. What to do next is the key. All right? So don't let anybody tell you ain't no failure. Yeah, there is. And there's some people that, so, okay, but here's the thing. We got to get real. We got to get real. Reality is the best thing in the world. So God bless you. Don't forget, if you have any comments, please contact me. I'll be on Facebook, not very much, though, these days, because I'm working on my PhD, and I got it, and it's a lot of work. So you get going. I'm going to get going. If you need any help, you need any motivation, you need any inspiration, you can always sign up for one of my training programs. They're all automated now because right now I'm in school. I don't have time to do a whole lot live except for my one event in August and a couple of cameos here and there, unless, of course, it's a Sunday and somebody needs a preacher or speaker for your event. Other than that, you have to catch the audios. This is live, so you can call in, but time is up now. But call in tomorrow if you have a question. Hit your number one key right away, and I'll take your comments, I'll take your answers, I'll take your questions. All right, that's all we have time for. This has been the LaLisa Show. I'm Coach LaLisa, and it was my pleasure. God bless you. Don't forget, take that step today in that right direction, and you will experience a powerful comeback out of your situation, whatever it is. So give me some feedback. Let me know what it is that you're working on and how it's working for you. All right, now go out there and take this day by storm. You're a tiger. Go for it. God bless.